Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling through social media, but instead of feeling more connected, you end up feeling more drained? You know that feeling when your phone is a black hole sucking away precious time and energy? Well, you're not alone. That's why today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of social media and how to navigate it for better mental health. Because let's be real, folks, our online lives have a huge impact on how we feel offline. Now, I'm not saying ditch your Instagram or delete TikTok altogether. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can connect, share, and learn without letting it take over your well-being. Think of social media as a tool. It can be incredibly powerful when used wisely, but just like any other tool, it needs to be wielded with intention. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the digital landscape for better mental health. First up, awareness. This is crucial, folks. Pay attention to how social media actually makes you feel. Do you find yourself comparing your life to others? Does it trigger feelings of inadequacy or jealousy? Are you spending hours scrolling when you could be doing something more fulfilling? Take a genuine inventory of your emotions and identify any patterns that emerge. Next, curate your feed with intention. You have the power to choose who and what you consume online. Unfollow accounts that consistently leave you feeling negative or envious. Seek out content that inspires, motivates, or educates you. Surround yourself with positivity and inspiration. Think of it like building a virtual garden. Choose flowers that bloom joy and happiness, and weed out the negativity. Number 3. Take regular breaks. This might sound obvious, but it's easy to get sucked into the endless scroll. Set aside specific times for social media use and stick to them. Turn off notifications when you need to focus on other tasks or spend time with loved ones. Remember, real life is happening outside of those little screens. Number 4. Engage meaningfully. Don't just passively scroll. Actively participate in conversations that resonate with you. Share your thoughts, ask questions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Building genuine connections online can be incredibly rewarding. Think of it as joining a vibrant community where you can contribute and learn from others. And finally, remember, your worth is not determined by likes or followers. Social media often presents a curated version of reality, so don't compare yourself to the highlight reels of others. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your accomplishments, and be kind to yourself. Remember, true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's always comparing her life to perfectly curated Instagram feeds. She starts feeling anxious about her job, her relationship, and even her apartment because it doesn't measure up to the seemingly flawless lives she sees online. This constant comparison leads to negative self-talk and a decline in her mood, but then Sarah decides to take control. She unfollows accounts that trigger negativity and actively seeks out content that inspires and motivates her. She also sets boundaries around her social media use, taking regular breaks and focusing on real-life experiences with friends and family. As a result, Sarah starts feeling more confident and at ease in her own skin. She realizes that true happiness comes from living authentically, not chasing an idealized version of reality. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the digital world for better mental health. Remember, social media doesn't have to be a source of stress and anxiety. By being mindful, intentional, and kind to ourselves, we can use these platforms as tools for connection, inspiration, and growth. If this episode resonated with you, I encourage you to share it with someone who might benefit from these insights. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and remember, your well-being is worth prioritizing. We'll catch you in the next episode of The Brain Fog Detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.